There is a fascinating pasuk in Parshas Vayakel. We reference it in Shir this week. That when they're bringing the donations to the Mishkan, the Torah tells us viavo ha'anashim al hanashim, that the men come al hanashim to bring kol nediv lev heviyo. They bring all of their things. The Mefarshim are very bothered by that lasho, and it should have lechora. It should have said viavo ha'anashim im hanashim, that the men came with the women. Why does it sound like the men are coming on top of the women? What exactly does that mean? So the Mefarshi Apshat point out, the Eben Ezra points out, that Al Hanashim does mean Im Hanashim. It means that they came together. And the Eben Ezra points out, we find this in many contexts. In Chumash, where the word Al really means the word Im. One example of that, the Ramban writes in Parshas Bo, in Perek Yubeis, Pasuk Ches, the Ramban says in Torah, Umatzos Al Morarim Yochluhu, that you eat matzah and maror, doesn't mean that you have to put the matzah on top of the maror, it means you put the matzah with the maror. That the word, usually, the word can mean Im. Nevertheless, many of the Mefarshim still point out, it's a little bit odd, though, that it still says Al Hanashim. It's a little bit odd that it sounds like they aren't coming together, but somehow the men are coming on top of the women. What exactly does that mean? What is the significance of that? So there's one Hesber, which is more of a halachic Hesber. One that we will note. The Sfarno points out that there is a Gemara, Maseches Baba Kama, and Daf Kuf Yates. But the Gemara tells us that when a married woman gives tzedakah, so sometimes there's a fear if she's going to give tzedakah, since the din is mashakana isha kana ba'ala, since the din is that according to halacha, the real, I guess, owner on some level of the items in the household really belong to the husband, that there are always hesitations, or there are sometimes hesitations taking tzedakah from a married woman because maybe the husband doesn't really agree. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, and Kofi attests there, that if it's a davar muad, it's okay, but if it's a davar gadol, then a person shouldn't take tzedakah from a woman unless you're sure that the husband is okay with it also. Because that says it's farno, what's happening here? The women want to come and they want to give over tzedakah to the Mishkan, but they're giving over chashuva things. So it has to be the anashim al hanashim. They are, I guess, on some level like supervising. They're the ones who are there to verify the fact that the actual intent is to give it over. Al hanashim is to give it over that the husbands are okay with the women giving it. There are over two reasons why this is somewhat of a surprising pshat. Two reasons why. I believe Yaakov Chaim Sofer in his Sefer Toras Yaakov points out the din of mashakana isha kana ba'ala for many of you shown him is a din derabanan. It's a little bit odd to think that the Takana Derabanan was made already while Bnei Yisrael was in the Mishkan, this particular stage in history. So he finds that somewhat that maybe would that halacha really apply? I thought for another reason, again, we're not in the world of halacha right now, but Nod Bihuda Tshuva in Matur Kama and Yerodeya Siminayim Beis, where Nod Bihuda writes that if a woman comes and says, my husband said it's okay, that you can assume the woman's being honest, that you can assume the woman's giving it. So would you really need the men to come? Al Hanashim, Lamaisa, the women could come and the women could say, you know, my husband's okay with it. I'm coming in that sense. There are, therefore, many that don't just explain al derech hapshat, the im, nor do they explain, again, there has been for the Sfarno, but nor do they explain this of api halacha, but they explain that there's something going on here, which is uniquely intriguing, why the men are coming, quote-unquote, on top of the women. The Ramban suggests that it's because the women came first. When it became time to donate to the Mishkan, it was the women that showed up prior to the men. In that sense, the men are coming al hanashim because shanashim shehein hayusham barishona. They were very quick. They were already there, and then the men came. And then the men came afterwards. That sort of excitement about coming to give to the Mishkan. So some rishonim point out is a source for a minag. The minag is that some women don't do regular malacha the same way at certain times on Rosh Chodesh. That why is that so? So the Das Akenim here points out. Zachu nashim shalasos malacha b'rosh chodesh because they were so excited. They were so excited with the Mishkan that, in particular, these things began with Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the time when we were originally established the Mishkan, that the women were so passionate about bringing it that the Bon Shalom gave them a Miktas Yantif, which came with partial time periods in which they are not doing a full malacha. What's so special about the fact that the women came first? It was a race. What's so special about the fact that the women were the ones who came first? So there are two very intriguing suggestions. The Kli Yakar writes, at least he quotes some Mefarshim who suggest, says the Kli Yakar, that, you know, women in truth shouldn't have had to bring things to the Mishkan the same way. Because according to Rashi and certain opinions in Chazal, the reason why we had to bring the Mishkan was on some level elements of it were a kapara for Chet HaEgel. Because it was a kapara for Chet HaEgel, so who were the ones that should have been more responsible? The men. They were the ones that were more involved in Chet HaEgel. The women that didn't want to give up their jewelry to Chet HaEgel. The women didn't want to be in it. So they really shouldn't have had to bring it the same way. They shouldn't have even had to do it. the fact that the women were the ones who were still willing to volunteer highlights the maila of what they were willing to do. Kiyoker points out that he suspects that maybe the women were even a little bit embarrassed to bring things. On the one hand, they wanted to bring it because they wanted to give to the Mishkan. On the other hand, they sort of didn't want to bring it because then it looked like they were part of Cheder Egel when really they were not. But whereas the simple pshat, the word al means they came with, for this Sfarno, it's a halachic idea. It's a halachic idea that they needed to have the men there supervised so they could collect tzedakah, pidak gemara, maseches baba kama. There are others, the Ramban, that the women went first. What's the mile of them going first? It's just that they came first, you know, chronologically. But for the Kli Yaakov, they came first even though it was less their problem. It was less their issue in many ways. The Rav Moshe points out in Drash Moshe, another reason why it was very beautiful that the women were coming is that if you look, it's clear in some of the Mefarshim, in Unkelis, perhaps in Rashi, that what happened was when the women were coming, they actually were wearing their jewelry as they brought it to the Mikdash to donate it. And some of the Mefarshim wonder, why were they wearing their jewelry? What was the significance of that? So Meshchachma is one pshat, but Rav Moshe suggests it's because, you know what's so amazing about the women bringing it? It wasn't just that they came and that they came first. This mattered to them. If something doesn't matter to you, it's very easy to give it up. If something is not significant to me, it's very easy for me to say, yeah, sure, take it. But if I really value it, so it's harder to give it up. So the women wore their jewelry there because they had a connection to their jewelry. These things that they wore, things that they liked, things that they found very meaningful. And nevertheless, they were still willing to donate it. So the first mahalach, again, pshat. Second mahalach, it's a halachic issue. Third mahalach, the women came first. Al hanashim, the women were there, and then the men came afterwards. The women being there wasn't just they came first, but even though it was a shayach them, and even though they valued the things more, they were still the ones that were coming. There is, however, a medrash that interprets the word al hanashim the way that some of us may have if you were speaking in English also. The men and the women, they were totally on top of each other. That says the medrash, v'yavo hanashim al hanashim, shayuduchin ze al ze, shebo hanashim v'anashim bi'irbuvia. That they were all mixed together. It was a major scene that was taking place. They were all coming and they were all mixing together. Al Hanashim, men on top of the women. Wow. Why were they doing that? So says the Medrash Tanchuma, because they had so much simcha about the Mishkan that they all came and they were all mixed together. They all came and all at the same time. It was all there. It was this massive, massive scene. We did it besimcha. Sfas Emes even writes, we quoted this a couple weeks ago, that Mishnah Nicholas, other Marbin besimcha, says Sfas Emes, is a simcha of donating, the simcha of donating to the Mishkan. It's Sfas Emes, that Adiyom Azeh, it's a time period of the year when we give tzedakah, a time period of the year of experiencing that simcha. But is it really possible there was this like massively inappropriate scene of men on top of women when they're donating to the Mishkan? Hare, in general, don't we assume that in the Mishkan, the holier the place is, the more is the degree of separation? The Mishkan has, as just Nashim, the Mishkan has separate locations. Here, suddenly, they're all mixed together. What exactly is the pshat? So B'nai Yisachar writes in Igret Dekala, that, you know, the Gemara tells us, some of us know in Ksubis and Daf Yitzayin, that sometimes a person can get to a madrega where it's damyan be'inayu kshura, that a person can be so focused on ruchnias that they don't even look at the opposite gender being anything other than like just an object that happens to be there. There's nothing sexual about it. There's nothing, you know, promiscuous, nothing at all that's inappropriate about it, because they were so in touch with a certain kind of dvekas. They weren't just happy, but they were on such fire that like some of the Tanam and Amorayim, they didn't even relate to it as being women there with any problems. They were just so excited about Torah mitzvot, so connected to Dveikas, that it was all considered that it was considered to be okay. Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Chachma Shlomo on Chumash, on Parshas V'Yakel, Chachmas HaTorah, sorry. Rav Shlomo Kluger has a different shot, which is a very sharp shot. The Gemara tells us, Mesachasota, that mitzvot, while you are performing them, provide you with a degree of protection. That mitzvah is why they provide you with a degree of protection. However, he points out, it sounds in the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin that's really not so true, because schar mitzvah b'hai alma leka. That really we don't get schar for mitzvahs in this particular world, and therefore even though mitzvahs, strictly speaking, should be able to protect us, because we don't get the schar of mitzvahs in this world, so part of the schar would be to protect us from doing other kinds of averas, but happens to be because schar mitzvah b'hai alma leka, we'll get the schar later. We don't really have the same protection the same way. But points out Rav Shlomo Kluger, mitzvah tzedakah shiny. When you give tzedakah, so we know that Chazal tell us that when a person gives tzedakah, so the Gemara tells us, aser b'shvil shetid asher, the Gemara in Brachos and Shabbos and Kuf Yates, that a person gives tzedakah to become more wealthy in this world. And that mitzvah tzedakah shiny, that in mitzvah tzedakah, a person's able to get reward even in this world. Memela says of Shlomo Kluger, that even though most mitzvahs won't protect you from sin, mitzvah tzedakah shiny. And therefore, when Bnei Yisrael were coming to give tzedakah, even though it was men on top of women, there were no concerns, because the schus of the mitzvah of tzedakah protected them, that they were not going to violate averas in any kind of way. The schus of the mitzvah of tzedakah, that was able to protect them. In that sense, there's a lot of important insights here. But when the men and the women were coming, they came together, either the men at the bila make sure the women's tzedakah was considered to be good, the Arad Sfarno, that we pointed out, not all necessarily buy that. Or it was, the women came first, and they came first even though they didn't really need it. They came first even though they valued it more. The Maila fulfilling mitzvos in that kind of a way. And the last idea that the men were coming on top of the women, it was a real mixture because there was so much simcha. They all came together. But isn't that considered to be inappropriate? The answer is, it wasn't inappropriate here. And Chazal don't speak of it as being inappropriate. It says it's Bnei Saskar, because they were in such a madrega of dveikas that they didn't relate to anything in that kind of a way. It was just so focused on mikdash, that's what it was. From Shlomo Kluger is that sometimes there are mitzvot that can provide us with a degree of protection in a way which is very, very meaningful.